Yes, absolutely. Look, I suppose I'll give a quick background for anyone who doesn't know who we are. We're a charity in the Midwest of Ireland, and we respond to homelessness. We provide accommodation support to men, women and children who are homeless, who are anyone who is at risk of homelessness and anyone suffering from food poverty. So we've been providing services throughout Limerick, Clare and North Tipperary now for the past 17 years. So far this year, as you mentioned, we're in unprecedented times. We've supported 487 people across Limerick, Clare and North Tipperary. In addition to this, we've provided nearly 10,000 food parcels to people experiencing food poverty. And yeah, exactly as you said, this is our biggest fundraising event of the year. It's something we're really passionate about. But the idea and the objective behind today is, I suppose, to try and reach a new audience, Ellen, and try and get people to support the event.
And how long, Gerard, has the fundraising ball been a concept for Midwest Simon? How long have you been raising vital funds as a result of it?
Well, it's been running now for the past 5 years. So look, it's very well established. It's a popular event. Last year, I think we drew just over 225 guests, and that's from across the business community. And this year, by all means, we expect it to be bigger and better again. And we'd hope to have over 300 people in attendance this year. I suppose it's a unique opportunity for companies who are interested in placing their brand in front of a captive audience and other corporates. But it's also very much open to the public. So if anyone at all wishes to attend, they're more than welcome.
What happens on the night at the ball?
Yeah, so it's a night. It's a great night. It's a night of glitz and glamour. Initially, there's a Prosecco reception, followed by a four-course meal. We have music from the Capriccio String Quartet, and we also have Paul the Busker Fahey performing after dinner. Our MC on the night is John Cook. We're really excited to have him. And our ambassador, Limerick hurler Dermot Burns, will be attending on the night. We have a big, big raffle as well with some incredible prizes.
Sounds like it's going to be a good night, and hopefully you raise a lot of money because, you know, at Midwest Simon, you have events like the fundraising ball. But in terms of like what it takes to keep your organisation going on an annual basis, you know, do you receive any government funding, any central funding, or are you reliant on the fundraising ball and other fundraising initiatives to fill the coffers?
Look, we do. I mean, we receive funding from both the HSE and from all of our local councils, and we have an excellent relationship with all of our funders. But like events like this, Ellen, are invaluable. All the proceeds from the night go directly into our frontline services. And I can tell you, I've managed services for previous years with Midwest Simon Community, and this is what makes the difference. This is where you have the opportunity to help people, to help our service users. To do some things that otherwise wouldn't be possible.
Well, we hope you raise as much money as possible on the night. Just to mention again, the Strand Hotel in Limerick is the venue for Midwest Simon Community's annual fundraising ball. That's on Friday, the 29th of September. All the proceeds going directly into Midwest Simon's services, and I'm sure you can find out more about it on the website. Gerard Quilty, the fundraising and communications manager at Midwest Simon Community. Thanks so much for being with us this morning, Gerard, and hope it all goes well and you raise a lot of money on the 29th of September.
Thanks a million, Ellen. And just to mention, if anyone does have any inquiries, they can contact us directly at annualball@mwsimon.ie.